Good day, gentlemen. Welcome to the Remarkable Man Show. I'm your host, Wayne Klassen. And today, gentlemen, we are talking about a topic that a lot of men are struggling with, and that is cultivating your self-worth. That's right. And your sense of purpose. So let's go.
Gentlemen, the world needs remarkable men. This is your time, and this is your show. I'm your host, Wayne Klassen. And welcome to the Remarkable Man Show.
Yes, gentlemen, this is your time and this is your show. Welcome to the Remarkable Man Show. Hope you're doing great. Thanks for joining us here on the program. This is where we are here to inspire men to step into their remarkable lives. It's so important that you are. And brothers, I have got a really cool announcement. There is a brand new DwayneKlassen.com website. Yep, we just put it live a few days ago, but check out my new website, DwayneKlassen.com. And if you go there now, there is a free PDF download, and it is your remarkable mindset checklist. This is a great resource to help you identify if you are on the right path or if you have the stones to get to where it is you want to go, whether it's in your relationship, your business, your health, your vitality, your mindset. It's a fantastic PDF, and there are a bunch of bonuses in there to help you stay on track with your goals, dreams, and desires. Go to DwayneKlassen.com and follow the links and download your free PDF today. All right, let's get right into our conversation. This is all around self-worth and your sense of purpose. So many men right now are struggling in that area. And I can remember when I would push and push and push because my self-worth was wrapped around my doing. Like, look at me. This is more of what I'm doing. And when I realized that I had to take the foot off the gas, pump the brakes a little bit, and start focusing on me and realizing that my self-worth was predicated on approval. And whose approval? Well, essentially the world. And I want you to look at where perhaps you are dealing with that self-worth, that it has to come from an external source. It's very, very real for so many men, and it's impacting all aspects of their lives. And this even goes into our sexual performance. And I've worked with so many amazing men that struggled in this area, that they identified so much of their self-worth with their prowess in the bedroom. And because of the narrative of, you know, where men need to be or should not be, it's really causing a lot of confusion and frustration for men on how they're meant to show up. But we're hardwired. It's in our DNA to want to perform well, especially sexually. And when that's not on the table due to a lack of testosterone, or you're overthinking it, and in a lot of cases, a lot of men are in their heads. Yeah, they're overthinking it. And I'm telling you, brothers, it is messed up when we allow that energy to dictate how we show up. So I want you to just take a step back for a moment. And if you are in your car, wait to the time you get home to do this exercise. I just want you to look at your life, and maybe in your journal tonight, or if you are able to write this down, then do so. I want you to just kind of look at what makes you come alive right now and how much of that is in your life. Yeah, write down all the things that make you come alive. Maybe you love golfing. Maybe you have an amazing hobby. Maybe you're into outdoor sports. Maybe you like dirt biking, getting out into the forest. Maybe it's camping, you know, hanging out with your kids, being a great mentor, a role model. Maybe you're coaching a little league team of some kind. Maybe it's holding hands with your beloved. Maybe you you know, that connection really makes you come alive. So write down all those things that make you come alive, but also write down how often you get to experience that. Yeah. How often are you absolutely wanting to or getting to experience that? Sure, you want to experience that, and you should more often, but how often are you actually experiencing that? And for me, one of the things that I love to do is hiking. I love hiking. It really makes me come alive. But I'll be honest with you, I have not hiked in quite a while, and I live in God's country. I truly do. I'm on the outskirts of Calgary and in Canada, and I'm in the shadow of the Canadian Rockies. Like, they are a 40-minute drive, and they dominate the western horizon. And I've hiked through there so many times. It is just so beautiful beyond measure. And yet I haven't been out there in a while. And so I have to get really clear. Well, these are the things that make me come alive. Why am I not doing it? What part of me says that I am not to enjoy that? Or why do I neglect that part? Or what is it that I am trying to punish myself with? Because these are deep, unconscious programs that are running. It's not just time and energy. It's actually a program that in some way, shape, or form, you may be hurting yourself. You may be punishing yourself for not doing those things that you like. Now, once you've done that, what are the things that you don't like, but are coming up on a habitual and regular basis? Yeah. Are you dealing with a lot of debt or finances or a lot of pressure? Maybe it's work. Maybe it's in your relationship and you are constantly arguing, bickering, you know, just having a sparring match on a regular basis. Why is that? So there's the things that you don't like, but how often are they in your life? And a lot of times the scale is tipped towards the things that you don't like that you get to experience on a more regular basis. So this is a result of your self-worth and what you think you deserve. And it's so important, brother, that you find a link between these unconscious programs and your self-worth so that you can realize that, damn it, I am playing small. I am allowing circumstances to dictate how I show up. Brother, I have been there so many times. It's incredibly frustrating when the negative dominates over the positive. Man, it is so frustrating. But when it comes to taking that self-worth and transitioning into a higher way of looking at your life, that you truly are amazing, that you truly are worth having the good that you desire, and stepping into that in a powerful way, things change, and things can change very quickly. Now, I want to go into purpose a little bit. And one of my mentors, David Nagel, he kind of goes deep into this on the regular. And what I love about this is that it really opens your eyes to seeing what's possible. And when I say that, it's like we think that our purpose has to come from a thing. It has to come from a thing. Our purpose is already in stone the moment we're born to the day we die. Our purpose is there. And that purpose is to learn. Our purpose is to grow. But it's about us getting conscious about our purpose. And for a lot of people, they go through their entire lives, I don't know. I have no idea what my purpose is. And they're trying to rationalize or make sense of their life without knowing what their purpose is. And that can be a really, really challenging rabbit hole. A man on purpose is truly a man on fire. And it doesn't have to be about saving the world. It doesn't have to be one of these epic purposes that all the people on social media seem to be going after. It seems like they're rocking it. They got it all together. They're pushing forward, living large, living that dream life, living the remarkable man lifestyle. Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be like that. Your purpose can be as simple as being the best dad ever. That's your purpose. You find meaning in being an amazing dad. Maybe it's being incredible in your community. Whatever it is that's going to make you feel better. Your purpose does not have to be massive. However, every one of us is endowed with greatness. You're remarkable. You are truly remarkable. What do you think your purpose is? And don't give it that I don't know piece. Because in my coaching, that doesn't wash. That does not wash. I always go, well, if you did know, what would your purpose be? What do you believe you are here for? Because it's too easy to say, I don't know. I just don't know. Dig into it. You don't know because you have not taken the time to really dig in to your purpose. And there might be a piece of it that you're already doing it. There's a scene in a movie, and I forget the title, but it's George Clooney. And he is one of these executives that they hire to go into corporations and fire people. Yeah. And he has a gift for letting people go. And there's this particular scene where he is firing a gentleman that is in his senior years, and he doesn't know what's next. And he's really concerned about losing his identity in his layoff. Like he's concerned about it. But George Clooney says, listen, it says here that you really like to cook, like on his resume or his enrollment form when he first got hired. And so they keep track of who this person is and the things that he likes, and the HR's job is to stay on top of that. So he's got some talking points that he can talk to this man about. And he goes, at what point did they pay you enough to let go of your dream? And he's like, what do you mean? Like, says here that you really enjoy cooking and that you wanted to be a world-class chef at one point, to something to that degree. And he's like, well, it's just a fanciful. Why do you think it's fanciful? You have the skill. And he goes, why don't you take your severance pay and open up a restaurant or whatever it is, like a cafe or a diner or whatever it is. Well, and he's coming up with all these excuses, but you can see the light go on. The light goes on, and he's like, he's got no excuse now. He's got freedom ahead of him, and he can go after his dream. So when a door closes, another one opens. And that is what his true passion was, to be a cook, to make great meals, whatever. Maybe it's a great baker, whatever. So I want you to really do that deep dive. Like, what do you really want to be doing? What do you really want to be doing? And do you feel at the core who you are, that that is your purpose? If you come alive feeling that, then that's where your energy must go. Right. And so, yeah, I get it that you might be working in a job and your entire existence wraps itself around that reality. It pays the bills. It keeps you afloat. It keeps you and the family moving forward. It's the responsible thing. But I want you to take some time in your journal, perhaps tonight, or maybe go for a walk and really get clarity that if you did this, could you make it come alive? Could you push forward to an eventual success? And then what I want you to do is, if you feel the spark that it is there, I want you to go online and I want you to find the leaders in that field. I want you to find people that are absolutely crushing it and living the life you want to live, doing what you think is your passion or what you feel is your passion. And then I want you to start believing that it is possible. And what did these people do to start their epic journey to doing their purpose and their passion? When you do this, brother, it will give you the green light or the red light, and you'll feel it in your core. I'm doing my purpose. I'm doing my passion. This is what I'm here to do. And it took me 2 years of wrapping my head around this and allowing myself the courage to push forward and make this happen. It is also predicated on my self-worth and my ability to move forward powerfully and not get caught up in the realm of not being good enough. Oh, I play that story every once in a while still, but you got to be a keeper at the gate to just realize that you are amazing. You are truly remarkable. And you've got what it takes. You've got a gift to give to this world. And it doesn't mean you have to start a podcast. It doesn't mean you have to be a coach. It doesn't mean you have to write a book. But if that's in you, if that is something that you have always longed to do, then perhaps you've been placed in this world to do just that. Don't allow your stinking thinking to get the best of you and to keep you coddled in this play small world. Brother, you are meant to be remarkable. You are meant to live your remarkable life, but it's predicated on what you see in the mirror. And there's a technique called the mirror principle. And I'll go into that in a future episode. Essentially, your reflection is what you need to be first, because the mirror is only reflecting back to you what's inside, what you believe you're meant to experience. That's it. And when you get this, when you get this at the core of who you are, life changes. You really get an understanding that you are in the driver's seat. You are in control. You are the director of your life. Always have been, brother. Always have been. Your self-worth and your sense of purpose and passion, that's what you need to start focusing on and amping that up so that you are starting to do more of the things that you truly enjoy. And it's going to take some mindset work and maturity to get to a place where the simple things make you happy, that you do not need the approval from anyone outside of yourself. Please get this, brother. You do not need the approval and the acceptance of others. Mm-mm. You get to that higher place, you realize that you are the one. You are it. Always have been. All right, that's what I got for you today. I hope this is of value to you. If it was, please like, share, comment on it. I would love to hear your thoughts and feedback. And brothers, I said at the top of the show that I've got a brand new website for DwayneClassen.com. Go to there and check it out. And get your free download of my new PDF. It is the Remarkable Mindset Checklist. This is a powerful resource to help you get an assessment of where you're actually at. And are you hardwired or pre-wired to be able to truly achieve what it is you want to achieve? And in there, I've got some amazing bonuses to help you with your goal setting and setting your life up for success. Go to DwayneClassen.com to get your free PDF. And as well, while you're there, gentlemen, if you want to do a deeper dive and really uncover your sense of purpose and really get your self-worth to a whole nother level, then I encourage you to book your 50-minute breakthrough discovery session. Let's have a powerful conversation about where you want your next breakthrough. I only have a few spots left as this is my one-on-one coaching. Book your call today. You'll come away with a crystal clear path for what's next. And we can explore if we're a fit to work together. Again, go to DwayneClassen.com. Just click the link in the show notes, the sidebar, or down below if you are watching on YouTube. Brothers, I appreciate you being here on The Remarkable Man Show. Give us a like, share, comment on it, and of course, subscribe. Everything helps towards growing our show to the world because we know this world needs more and more remarkable men just like you. All right, gentlemen, thank you for being here. Remember, you're not alone on the journey. I've got your back. Have the best day. We'll talk to you soon. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to The Remarkable Man Show. If you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to theremarkablemanshow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and YouTube for the video version. Now get out there and be remarkable.